Come with me if you want to live.
What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark.
Dan Brooke.
And we're doing something very different for this episode, something we've never done on this podcast, but we have sort of done on our Elm Street podcast. We're doing a full franchise watch.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very different than our regular episodes over here. And this was your pick, and we're doing the Jackass franchise.
Yes, sir.
Very different than what we're used to doing, but yeah. I love the idea. I love the pick, but I do got to ask, what made you want to tackle this one?
I don't know, just, we'll get into it once we start the episode, but just, all I'll say is this franchise means a lot to me.
Yeah.
Which may seem weird to some people for being Jackass, but
I mean,
we'll get into it.
We all grew up with this shit.
Exactly, like our generation. So, and it's just, I don't know, fun.
Yeah. Like the first movie came out when I was 13 years old. So that was like prime stupidity age. So I just fucking ate this shit up back then.
Yeah. Like for me, I was a year younger than you, but like, obviously weren't old enough to see this movie. And remember, like, a couple of my friends tried sneaking into the movie. And it was like this almost, like, not supposed to watch this. Like, it's not like porn. Like, you know, where it's like, oh, you know, I'm not supposed to be watching this. And that kind of, like, same vibe. Like, just these grown-ass men doing stupid shit.
Showing their cock and balls all over the screen. Just pure, unadulterated stupidity. No, I agree with you. This franchise definitely does hold a spot in my heart. Between the movies, the TV show that sparked the movies, and then like Viva La Bam, Wild Boys, like man, this, even the Dudesons that came out after, they're not part of Jackass, but like they definitely were heavily inspired by Jackass. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I don't know. It sparked a huge cultural phenomenon back then.
Yeah.
All right. Before we talk about it, though, let's kick off our box office news and boo. And what are you drinking tonight?
Well, sadly, I'm finishing off my last beverage from Kemphill Brewing Company. Got the Old Town Amber. And we went to dinner last week, and I picked up a new glass
from
Broadhead Brewery.
Sweet. Coincidentally, I'm also drinking the Old Town Amber.
Nice.
So we can try it out together.
That is very ambery.
Oh, it's good though. Yeah, that's good.
That is tasty.
All right. I know these franchise episodes are kicking our ass, but what else have you watched
since we last talked? Watched a little bit of stuff.
Let me know if you can share your screen, because with this update,
I cannot. Goddamn stupid AI
thing.
Oh,
there it is.
Fucking popping up.
There, figured it out. Now you can.
So watched a few things. Watched, I don't know why it was on my watch list, but this movie called Mountainhead. It came out last year on Crave, and it has like Steve Carell in it. Still,
okay.
It's stupid movie. Don't recommend it.
Really?
It's
Steve Carell.
I know. He was not great in it, honestly. Then I watched another movie that for some reason was on my watch list. I don't remember why I added it and when, but it's called Carnage Park from 2016, kind of like a thriller horror kind of thing.
Okay.
Did not like it at all. And then watched Leprechaun Revenge. Someone mentioned it in one of the Discords. Really good, actually. It's only like 9 minutes long, but I enjoyed it.
Okay.
And then the wife and I got tickets to Drunken Cinema on Friday the 13th, and we went and watched Jason Lives Friday the 13th Part 6.
Nice. How was Drunken Cinema?
Man, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, you would have had a blast. Like, we were dying laughing, and like people are yelling during the movie, and just like it was fun.
Nice.
It was fun.
Good shit.
Yeah, they're showing Scooby-Doo, the live animated or live action one
Okay.
next month.
That might be
Yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
For me, I, because we've been talking about Ryan Gosling movies in the Kilt and the Rednecks
Yeah.
Discord. So I watched Crazy Stupid Love because
Hell yeah.
I love that movie and I think it's not underrated because people do really enjoy it,
Yeah.
but just, I don't know. It's a really, really good fucking movie.
Yeah.
And I had forgotten that I was doing like that whole director list thing on
Hell yeah.
Letterboxd. And I was going through Guillermo del Toro's movies, so I watched Pan's Labyrinth.
Nice.
So good. Last weekend we had a movie day on Sunday, so we watched Zootopia 2. It was good. And then last night I watched Body Cam, which is a new found footage horror movie on Shudder. And it was not great.
Yes, I did see the couple reviews in the Discord there.
Yeah. I mean, it had potential, it just did not hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to the box office. We have in fifth place, Goat. Brought in 4.6 million
Still
and
bringing in money, eh?
still bringing in money yet. In fourth place, we have Scream 7, brought in 8.5 million. Third place in its opening weekend, our first, not our first horror, our second horror movie on the list, sorry, is Undertone, and it brought in 9.3 million. I've heard it's not great, but I've also heard that it is good, so I don't know.
Yeah.
In second place, also in its opening weekend, we have Reminders of Him. It brought in 17.9 million. Sarah's so stoked to watch this movie, so I imagine.
That's the Colleen Hoover book, I think. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was hers. And then in first place again, we have Hoppers bringing in 28.6 million. Apparently, it's really good.
Yeah, I've heard.
It's obviously bringing in money.
Yeah.
A disappointment on the list in sixth place is The Bride. It only brought in
Yeah.
2 million and its total domestic gross is 11.3 million, which sucks because I was so excited for this movie.
I know.
And by the sounds of it, it's not very good.
Yeah, it's kind of average, which it does suck, but
I
I'll
know.
probably still watch it eventually.
Oh, for sure. I just love the whole concept of it.
Yeah.
All right, what do we have for 4K releases?
4Ks. We got, speaking of Leprechaun, we got the Leprechaun 4K Steelbook.
Oh shit, nice.
I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
We got The Substitute.
Beat.
We got The Housemaid. So I gotta watch that. We got Mimic, speaking of
Guillermo,
Guillermo
yeah.
del Toro. We got Port of Shadows. Dead Again. Is This Thing On? Which Will Arnett made a joke at the Oscars when he was presenting about how no one went and watched his movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Return to Silent Hill, which I'm pretty excited for to watch that finally. Anaconda.
Nice. I almost rented that the other day.
Nice. K2, The Ultimate High. Euphoria.
Okay.
Sure. All the Jurassic Parks on 4K. Lone Samurai. The Last Voyage of the Demeter. RoboCop 2. It's a pretty
That's
sick
cool
steel
steel
book.
book.
The Boy and the Beast. The Birthday. Corey Feldman,
It
maybe.
is, yeah.
We got Ilsa, the Tigress of Siberia, Five Nights at Freddy's 2, and then Classe du Risque, a Criterion.
All right. Busy
So
week.
it is, yes. Had to make up for last week.
Was gonna say, wasn't it last week that there was like two?
Yeah.
All right, man. You ready to fucking jump off a building into this movie?
Yes.
Or movies, I guess. All right, like we said in the intro this week, we were talking about the Jackass franchise spanning from 2002 to 2022. We are only doing the base movies. We're not doing the point fives or the spin-off movies or anything like that.
No.
Just parts 1 through 4. The franchise rundown. The Jackass franchise is a series of outrageous comedy films built around real-life stunts, pranks, and gross-out challenges performed by a group of friends who give zero fucks. It grew out of 2000's TV show of the same name and quickly became a cultural phenomenon that spanned across 4 core movies, 3 extended releases, and a spin-off movie, Bad Grandpa. There's a fifth installment scheduled to come out later this year, but details haven't really been fully released about. The entire series of movies, spin-offs, and TV shows were directed by Jeff Tremaine. Jackass was 2002, Jackass 2 was 2006, Jackass 3 or 3D was 2010, and then Jackass Forever was 2022. The cast is extensive. I've broken it down into the OG main cast, the newer cast, and then some notable guests that they've had throughout the movies.
Okay.
So if I miss anybody, let me know. Our main cast, we have the leader of the group, we'll say, Mr. Johnny Knoxville. Then we have Steve-O, Wee Man, Chris Pontius, Bam Margera, Preston Lacey, Aaron McGahee, Dave Englund, and Ryan Dunn, RIP.
Yep. Yes.
The newer cast, we have Sean Poopies McInerney. I don't know. I only know him by Poopies, so. Jasper Dolphin, Zach Holmes, Rachel Wolfson, and Eric Menaka. Have you ever watched Zach Holmes's videos?
I've never heard of him outside of
No?
this movie.
Okay. He gained internet popularity by going under the name Zackass, and
Oh,
he would
like
do
the
their
stunt
stunts.
in the movie.
He would do
Oh,
their
okay.
stunts.
Interesting.
And also kudos to Rachel Wolfson, man, because she was a fucking beast in some of these stunts.
Yeah, I did love they added a female to the group.
Really cool. Some notable guests that I have: Matt Hoffman, Tony Hawk, motherfucking Henry Rollins, John Waters, Francis Ngannou, Eric Andre, Tyler the Creator, Machine Gun Kelly, PK Subban, and Rob Dyrdek. Did I miss anybody?
I mean, there's a ton, but
There is.
I mean, Sean William Scott,
I did forget one.
Jared Allen, and then the kicker, I forget, Josh something maybe.
I can't remember who that was. There's another football player,
Who?
Jalen Ramsey.
Yes,
He
yes,
was in
yes.
Jackass Forever.
Yes. We do see also a couple little glimpses of a couple of the members from Viva La Bam. We see Rob himself. He does one stunt in the movie, I think, and then he's kind of like a extra. And then Raekyon, he kind of doesn't do any stunts, but he kind of is in the background of a few
And obviously April and Phil too, like Bam's
Yes.
parents.
Yeah.
They're in it
Legends.
quite often. All right. Now that we've got the cast list all rhymed off, who is your favorite cast member?
So I'm going to give you two.
Okay, that's fair.
My first, and the reason why I'm picking two, my favorite is Ryan Dunn.
Okay.
I've always loved him. He just always seemed like a down-to-earth guy. I loved his look with his beard and his hair, and just seemed like the friendship of him and Bam, and obviously in Viva La Bam as well. And then obviously him dying out in a year after Jackass 3D is very tragic and devastating. And just it shows how much one death can truly rattle a hole, can change someone's life entirely. Like, after that happens, Bam Margera just, I don't even know what to call it. Like, he
It's a downward
just couldn't,
spiral.
downward spiral, couldn't cope with it, and he's still, fighting with, drug abuse, alcoholism, and all the shit that happened in Jackass 3D of him getting kicked off of it. He's still around, but I don't think he's coming back at all for Jackass 5 from what I've read. But yeah, so Ryan Dunn is my favorite. So obviously he passed away. So I think my second favorite, it's really tough, honestly, but probably Danger Aaron, I think.
Okay. All right.
Kind of the younger guy and does all the stupid shit that I don't think anyone else would do.
Yeah, he did some.
Like, he does some wild stuff, and like, especially like Jackass 3 and Jackass 4, like, and they pick on him and stuff like that. So, I think Danger Aaron is probably my favorite apart from Dunn.
All right. It's funny that you might. My favorite is Chris Party Boy Pontius. I just think he's so fucking funny. The whole Party Boy shtick is hilarious. Like in Jackass, whenever he's going through Japan and he's just fucking dancing around on everybody. And then Wild Boys, man, that show was so good with
Man,
him and Steve-O.
I don't know if it's on streaming anywhere. I used to have the DVDs, but I don't have them anymore. But I really want to rewatch that show. I had like two seasons, maybe two or
Two or
three.
three,
Just a really good show, and I gotta say, that guy's dick is impressive, and not in the way that like you think. It's just built different. Like what he does in like Jackass Forever, like I didn't even know that was possible due to someone's penis.
And he plays into it so much too.
He does. Yeah.
And yeah, Sarah, she watched some of the movies with. She's like, "Oh, I always had such a crush on him." And I was like, "Is it 'cause he's got a big dick or like what's it about?" But much like you, I said on these watches, 'cause we watched all four of them back to back, I got a newfound respect for Aaron 'cause he like whenever you don't watch these movies in succession, you don't really think too much about it. But like he went through some shit, man. Like,
Especially in that Jackass Forever, right? Like a lot of the older guys, because some of these guys in Jackass Forever were over 50 years old, right? And I think that's why they brought in kind of some of the new crew of, and to replace a couple cast members. But you can see in Jackass 4 that a lot of the older guys definitely take a step back, but yeah.
And I don't know, he never said no,
Yeah,
so
and some of the
it's
pranks on him are like any prank involving him, I think, is the best in this.
oh, that terrorist prank at the end of two, holy shit,
So
dude,
fucking funny.
so
Oh, we
funny.
didn't fucking mention Jay Chandra
Oh yeah,
Kar.
that's right.
I don't think that's his last name, but anyway.
Said something like that. He was a taxi driver in that prank.
But yeah, just like speaking about this whole franchise, Vive La Bam, I still have the DVDs, still actually. And
Nice.
like it was whenever we were partying in high school, the next morning we would just be hung over, we just throw on Viva La Bam and just watch season after season of Viva La Bam.
Yeah.
And
It's so easy to watch.
it's just a comfort watch.
Fucking Don Vito.
RIP.
All right, cool. Okay, so we have our favorite cast member down. So let's talk about our favorite opening from the
Okay.
movies.
So my favorite opening, this is a toss-up for me because the first Jackass is so iconic and nostalgic. And I haven't seen the first Jackass in a while, in a few years, and just seeing that opening with all the they all look so young. And but I Jackass Forever, I think, is my favorite.
Okay. All right.
It's stupid as hell. But The first time we watched it, we see this fucking Godzilla thing. You're like, what the fuck is this? And we had no idea. We watched it with Bettina in the theaters, and we were like, it's fucking weird looking. And then when it's revealed that it's Chris Pontius's dick and balls, oh my God. So fucking funny. And then
Was good.
we get like, wasn't like anything crazy. We get like the poop cocktail again, like a little bit of it. We see Jalen Ramsey, and then we see Chris's dick get bit by a snapping turtle, and I think that's my favorite opening.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it is good. Yeah, my favorite was Jackass 2,
Okay.
so the running of the bulls.
Yeah.
It's just so chaotic. They're running through an entire town and like jumping through windows of a house to get away from these things. Like, some of the guys are jumping into garbage cans and
Yeah.
people are getting fucking demolished by these bulls, and it's just, I don't know, it's so much fun and so much
Yeah.
chaos that
Yeah.
it really sets the tone. Because I found, we'll talk about it a little bit more in the ranking of the movies, but I found in Jackass 2 they really sort of found their way.
A little bit, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Anyways, with that being said, let's rank these movies.
Alrighty.
What is your least favorite?
So I just want to preface this. I like all these movies. I don't think there's a bad movie. It's just I like some more than others. My least favorite is Jackass 2. I gave it a 3 out of 5. I just think that, and they've even kind of said this in recent stuff, they were so coked out and drunk during this whole filming that I think they just went too crazy on some of these. A lot of the stunts weren't made for me, if that makes sense. Like, there's a lot of gross out stunts that I couldn't physically watch some of them happen. So
All
that
right.
kind of took it out for me.
That's
But
fair.
I still gave it a 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
How about you?
Sorry, I'm just going through the, because I wrote down all of the stunts and pranks in every
Yeah,
movie.
so did I, yeah. And I didn't really like the setting of the second one. Like the India one. I don't know, it just nothing is India, but
Nothing against
I
India.
don't
Japan's fucking better though. All
know. Yeah.
right. My fourth place movie is, and also I'm going to preface this too, I did not dislike any of these movies at all. Love them all. My fourth place movie is Jackass Forever.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's, again, I gave it a 3.5 out of 5. It's not that I didn't like it. I am not a huge fan of the new cast. Some of them I like, some of them I'm kind of iffy on, and it may just be because I'm not used to seeing them on screen, so,
Yeah.
but it might just be because of that. I feel like, and because, and rightfully so, these guys are older. You said some of them were like in their 50s at the, a lot of the stunts were kind of like toned down significantly, and completely understandable. I get it, but it just, much like Jackass 2 for you, the stunts didn't really hit for me as much. What's your third?
My third is Jackass Forever. I give it the same score as Jackass 2, so a 3 out of 5. I went back and forth between these two, but there is, I think I feel the same as you. I don't really care for the new cast members. Obviously, I think, like what you said, you're just not used to them. I didn't know who they were. A lot of the set stunts were kind of toned down a bit, like you said. But there's way too many celebrity. Like, I did like some of them, but it just kind of got like, but there was a couple of the stunts that I was just laughing so fucking hard. And it was Danger Aaron's in this movie, honestly. But these guys got, we'll get to it later, but Jackass Forever, the guys got fucked up in this movie.
Yeah, they did.
The most injuries came from this movie. Now, is it because they're 50 plus years old?
Probably.
Maybe. But maybe they thought this was gonna be the last one, so we'll go
Yeah.
hard, right? But I could honestly interchange those two.
All right. My third movie is Jackass 3. And again, I
All
gave it
right.
3.5. 3.5 out of 5. Still enjoyed it a lot. I just felt that the stunts in this one were like, they're like kind of rapid fire.
Yes.
I feel like they kind of just rushed through the drawing board phase and were just like, okay, what can we fucking pump out? Some of them were fucking great. Like one of the craziest stunts is in this movie. Again, it entails Danger Aaron. but yeah, it just, I don't know. I felt like this one was kind of rushed. There's a lot of stunts and there's a lot of quick stunts. Not great. All right, what's your second?
My second movie is the OG Jackass. I gave it a 3.5 out of 5. Just so nostalgic. I remember my friend, one buddy stuck into the movie to see this, and he was telling us about the fucking the zapping. I forget what the stunt was called.
Yeah.
And then I remember we rented it at my friend's parents' house. I don't know why they agreed, but. But like you said, I was probably like 12 years old, 13 years old, you know, probably shouldn't be watching a bunch of grown men naked and doing weird shit. But yeah, it's just a classic. So I gave 3.5 out of 5.
My second was also the original Jackass. And also a 3.5 out of 5.
All right.
I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure I had watched the show here and there before they made it, so I was stoked whenever this. I'm like 99% sure I didn't see it in theaters, but it's similar story to you. Someone rented it for us or whatever. But I remember the first time watching it and just flabbergasted by what I was seeing because the stunts were so much more over the top than what we saw on TV. And this, not a good thing, but like this kind of sparked a small town obsession with all of us to try and recreate some of these.
Same with us.
Not.
I remember we went to Fort Wellington one night and we brought a giant box with us
Yeah.
and we stuck one of us in it and lit the box on fire and rolled down the hill.
Jesus Christ, we didn't go that far, but holy fuck.
I remember riding like little big wheel tricycles down like the steep part
Yeah.
into the Fort Wellington and
Yeah.
yeah, just
We used to like ride our bikes off Gallup Canal
that's
and yeah, going down the hill at the Legion, and we'd fucking set up a ramp going into the river. And we built our own quarter pipe
That's sweet.
for our bikes. Oh yeah, it's sweet until you fucking saw the thing. There was fucking nails poking up out of it, and like if you wiped out, you're shredding your skin on these things. It was not a good time, but
Oh, man.
yeah. But yeah, Jackass number one is my second.
And obviously my favorite is Jackass 3D. I gave it a 4 out of 5. I just vividly remember watching this in the theaters. I would have been 20 years old. And the whole 3D thing, I just thought was hilarious and just perfection. A lot of these stunts and pranks are just, I don't know, I just love their vibe from like Jackass 2, where they're just fucking wild and fucked up, and then Jackass 3 are kind of like a bit more calmed down and a bit more serious, kind of. I don't know if that makes sense,
Yeah.
but yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, my favorite opening came from my favorite movie, Jackass 2. I gave
Nice.
this one a 4.5 out of 5.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Man, I laughed so fucking hard watching this movie. Like, Sarah came out, I think she watched like 3/4 of it with me, and we were just fucking killing. Like you mentioned how like they're coked out, they're drunk all the time, and it's just all out chaos. And I loved that. I feel like they were less restricted, and they just kind of did whatever the fuck they wanted, and they were pranking each other like crazy. Like I said to Sarah, like, I could not be friends with these guys as much as I would love to be friends with these guys. I couldn't, because like the mental fucking turmoil that you go through on like any given day, like poor Bam, dude, like the guy is terrified of snakes, like deathly terrified of snakes, and every chance they get, they're doing something to him.
It's kind of crazy watching this back because both of us went to Steve-O's stand-up comedy. I went sometime last year, and you just went to it, and I mean he has his podcast, so like, but just seeing him in person, like he's so different compared to what he was, like, you know, because I remember watching his DVDs of him like on tour, like stapling his nuts to his fucking
Oh, man.
leg or doing fucking shoving drugs with a condom up his ass to, you know, fly into a different country. And yeah,
What was the
just
one called, Out on Bail? Is that the one that
out on
was?
bail was one, and then it was like MDMA or some drug. Yeah, I forget what it was, but yeah.
No, he was actually really interesting to listen talk to, 'cause like he was funny, but he was kind of just telling life stories at mine. I don't know if it was the same with yours,
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
'cause we went to two different tours. 'Cause
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yours was
yeah.
Crash and Burn, I think, right?
Yeah.
I can't remember what mine was called. But anyways, really interesting to hear some of this.
Yeah.
And Sarah kept asking me too while we were watching these. She said, well, like, did Steve-O talk about this? Like, did he talk about this stunt? And I was like, he didn't talk about the
No,
movies really at all. Like,
not really.
it was just
Yeah.
more like life stories and stupid shit he's done in his life, like outside of filming.
Yeah.
Plus, we got to watch his colonoscopy, so that was cool.
Yeah, we watched that too, actually. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
We're kind of racking each other's brains thinking about segments that we could do for this, because it is quite a bit different than a different style of movie. So we have each picked five stunts that we would not do per movie and five stunts that we would do per movie. So how do you want to go about doing this? Do we just
Well, let's
want to?
go. Yeah, we'll just go through it quickly. Don't have to spend too much time on it,
All
but
right. You want to
we'll go
just
like
like, we'll
go
each
back and
do.
forth.
Okay. All right. That works.
What do we want to start with? The stunts we would do.
Sure.
So from Jackass one of the stunts I would do is the giant shopping cart, the opening.
Okay. That's fair. Nice.
Seems like a pretty easy stunt to do and just be fun as hell being in this giant ass shopping cart with all your friends. As long as I'm on the outside, on the inside, you know, where I'm safe for now, and you know, just look fun.
Nice. All right. So a stunt that I would do, it's more of a prank than a stunt, but that
Okay.
rent-a-car smash up right at the
Yeah.
beginning, I would
Yeah.
100% do that.
Oh,
If I
yeah,
had the
definitely.
money, if I had the money.
Yeah. Because you have to pay for the damaged car, right?
And
Pretty much buy a
also,
new car.
we did discuss this too, and this is like, would we do these in our prime, not
Yes.
in our mid to late 30s?
No. No.
So like early to mid 20s, would we do this?
Exactly. Yeah. My second one is driving the golf carts. I mean, I don't want to happen what they fucking do. But just driving those golf carts around on this empty golf course, and you know, it was their own fault too. They fucking drove into one of the things. Like, look where you're fucking going. Like, it was their own fault.
It's true. It's true.
But that would just be fun as hell.
It
I
would
mean,
be.
you know.
My second one that I would do and actually have done is the muscle stimulator. Put that shit on my
Okay,
balls. On
question.
my
Oh,
balls.
you're just going right balls like Chris Pontius.
Oh yeah, we did it.
Okay.
We started in different areas, like on our
Yeah.
arms, our chest, our legs, and then
Yeah.
it was me, Dennis, and Ronnie Burns, actually.
Okay.
So Dennis will probably remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, we sat in his mom's kitchen and just put them on our balls.
Because of this movie, or is it?
I don't know if it was because of the movie or if it was just Ronnie's brainiac idea, because he was kind of
Okay.
a psychopath back then. But yeah. All right.
This one may not sound believable, but I think it'd be fun to do. Mouse traps.
Okay.
Yes, mouse traps, they hurt. I mean, a fucking million of them will hurt a lot, but I don't know, this would be a fun thing to
It would be
do.
funny afterwards for sure.
Yeah, to watch the video and
All right. My third one, I said roller disco truck.
yeah, okay.
So,
I also had that one on my
did
list.
you? Okay. So just getting smashed around in the back of a transport truck while on roller skates.
Yeah, that'd be fun as hell. So yeah, roller disco truck. Next one I had is rocket skates.
Oh, okay, nice.
Whenever Knoxville straps rockets to his roller skates and doesn't end up well, but it's fucking funny.
If you had a
So,
helmet on, it'd be all right.
yeah.
Okay. My fourth one, and I have a slight fear of this. It's
Okay.
more than a slight fear, but I feel like in the right setting, I would do this. And that's the swimming with the whale sharks.
Yeah, I was also going to pick that one too.
I think it would be really fucking cool.
It would.
Because they're very gentle creatures. They're
Yeah.
huge, but they're very
Yeah.
gentle.
That's fair.
And I just think it would be, not to sound weird, but I think it would just be like a really emotional moment because they're just so like majestic. They're fucking huge. So
There.
I think that'd
Yeah.
be fun.
And then what's your last one?
My last one is off-road tattoo.
You would do that?
Fuck yeah, I would, man.
So I had that on my would not do.
Okay, all right.
Just because I don't know, I wouldn't want that on my body for the rest of my life, but
I mean, it'd be one hell of a story.
I mean to be have Henry Rollins there, maybe I would entice me to do
Cool.
it. Yeah.
What's your
That's
last one?
well, the roller disco.
Did you do all five? Roller disco. Okay. All right. All right, I'm going to kick off which one I wouldn't do.
Okay. I think we're gonna have a lot of the same ones here, I think.
Probably. Number one, alligator tightrope.
Okay, I didn't have that one on mine.
You're psychotic, but okay.
Okay, well, I can't wait to hear what you don't have on your list, so yeah. Okay, that's a pretty good one. That's also a really funny fucking
It
clip. Let's
is.
see, like
That's
Pontius is
terrifying,
in
though,
there.
man.
Yeah, Pontius is in there as Bunny and he almost jumps into an alligator. Top of my list, a thing I fucking hate and it happens all the time at work, paper cuts.
Fuck yeah, that's my second one.
This one I cannot, once it gets up to, actually I can't even watch this one at all.
Yeah,
Like
it's
I had to
tough.
like look away and you still hear the fucking shh, and
Yeah.
then see what does his mouth. It's like what the fuck, man.
Yeah, that was my second one. All right, so my third one is boxing with Butterbean.
Okay. Yeah.
I would probably do it now because he's like,
He's
well,
lost a
actually,
shit ton of pa of weight.
yeah, he's doing the DDP yoga too. But man, he fucks Knoxville up so hard.
Very hard. Yeah.
Like splits his head wide open. Knoxville needs stitches. He's in concussion protocol. And I just like, ah, man, you look at one of his punches and it's just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I wouldn't do the off-road tattoo, so that's my
Okay.
second. The third one is the fireworks on the roof.
On the roof.
I am not sticking a firework up my ass
Oh,
to light it
right.
off, so that will not be happening.
That's fair.
I do love that stunt because Pawnee's there and puts it to his dick, and then like,
Yeah. Strings it up. All right. My fourth one I would not do is the car X-ray that Dunn does at the end of the movie.
that was my number five. I would not do that.
Yeah. At first, I was like, ah, it's probably not that bad. But then the doctor's like, I wouldn't even advise pulling this out. So I was like, shit. So it's like stuck in there.
I mean, you know it's bad and everyone Steve-O won't do it.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so you have that one as well. What's your
So
last
my
one?
last one is the yellow snow cone.
Okay, that's
I
fair.
mean, who would want to piss on snow and then eat it?
Yeah.
And of course it's Aaron that does this, right? And he just goes hard and he eats the whole fucking thing and he's
Yeah.
like, I'm trying, it's too cold, and then like fucking drinks his urine and then gets kicked in the nuts and just throws up this disgusting
I love how his concern is that it's too cold. He's getting a brain freeze. All right, my last one, and I'm surprised this isn't on your list. The riot control test.
Yeah. There, I would rather do that than the ones on my list.
All right, that's fair.
It's kind of like a one and done, like
Yeah, but if that hits an organ, man, like that could be some damage.
You have protection though.
Yeah.
But like no one wants to do it except for Knoxville. Like Bam is like, nope, not doing that. Fuck that.
Yeah. Knoxville's a psychopath, dude. Like,
He
again,
is.
same with Danger Aaron, how I mentioned before. Like, whenever you watch all four of these movies in succession, Knoxville is fucking next level with some of the shit that he was doing. And it's no wonder that he is just like a broken dude at this point, because he went through a lot of life altering. So, all right, that rounds out the first one. Let's knock off Jackass 2.
All right.
Sure.
Okay, so first one on my would do list is the Firehouse Rodeo.
Fuck yeah, that's my first one too.
I vaguely remember, I don't know if this was what they were doing, but I remember grade 9 for our, what did they call it? It's like the first day and it's like a big party at the high school and they have like games and stuff
Oh, like an
outside.
orientation day.
Yeah, I remember they had a fire hose set up in one of the soccer fields at it. I don't know if this is like the same thing. You could ride the fucking fire hose.
I doubt it.
But Dave gets fucked up on
Yeah, he
this.
does. Yeah.
His ass gets cut and he's just like walking away. He's like,
Yeah.
oh, that's her. So stupid. So stupid. Did you have that on yours or no?
This is actually my first one as well.
Okay.
And this stems all the way from the first time I watched the Little Rascals movie, because the clubhouse catches on fire and all the kids are
Yes.
running around, and they one of them ends up riding, I think it's Spanky, ends
Yeah.
up riding the fire hose. And as a kid, I was like, oh my God, that looks so much fun. And
Yeah.
then watching Jackass 2, I was just like, shit, there it is right there in real life.
Yeah.
I
That's
just like,
funny.
he gets hurt, but I think it would.
So my second one is the mini loop.
All right, that's my second as well.
All right. Cool. I mean, it'd just be fun to try, even just to ride the fucking mini motorcycle that Aaron has. And like some of the guys make it and just be fun. You got protection, what's the worst thing?
We bought Hunter and Brady a little mini four-wheeler, and
Nice.
it's I think it's a 110.
Yeah.
Maybe it's only a 90. But man, I bottomed it out, but I fucking bomb ran on that little thing too.
Yeah.
It is a
Yeah.
lot of fun. But yeah, I agree with you. I think with the proper protection. All right.
My third one is the lake jump. Whenever they are, I think they're on like bicycles, like have
Yeah.
rockets on it, and they get like just shot up into the off the
Yeah.
ramp and, harmless fun.
Yeah, no big deal. I kind of picked that one too, but mine was the shopping cart. The
Is
rocket
that
shopping cart. I think it
is
was
that the
done then.
one? Is that the one where Dunn are in the warehouse, like practicing it, and fucking Bam closes the door?
Yeah, but then they do actually
Yeah,
go
yeah,
out to the
yeah.
water. Yeah. So yeah. Same thing, just with the shopping cart, not on the bike.
Yeah, that's fair. My fourth one may come as a surprise. I think this would hurt a fucking lot, but I think it would just be fun to, like, say you did
Okay.
as a group. Medicine ball dodgeball.
Okay, yeah. It would be fun.
Now, if it's like the fucking heavy ones, like the heaviest ones, maybe not so fun, but like, get like a 15-pound one.
I see. Okay. I was gonna say like a 5 pound, but all right.
Yeah, I mean, in the dark, just fucking throwing medicine balls,
Yeah.
it'll just be stupid fun.
It would be fun. All right. My fourth one. This also stems from another movie, the In-House Ski Hill. Ever
In-house
since,
ski hill.
so it's a very short clip. It's whenever they turn April and Phil's staircase into a snow hill.
Wasn't that on Viva La Bam?
It was, but they also had it in Jackass 2.
That.
It was a short clip.
Okay.
But again, ever since watching Home Alone, I was like, man, that'd
Yeah.
be so much fun.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
My last one is also a doozy, but I think would be fun as hell, is the Big Tire Race.
Oh man, no way. No
I
way. That almost made my would not do. No way.
Dave gets fucked up. He's like,
Oh man.
I don't like that.
And he's stuck in it. He can't get out.
Yeah, that'd just be fun.
Yeah. My last one, I said the big red rocket that Knoxville rides.
Yeah.
Even though it does almost kill him on the first attempt.
Legit almost dies.
I just think it'd be fun. All right, my first would not do is
Yeah.
Riot Control Test 2.
Okay. I
This
didn't
is
have
the
that on
one.
my list.
You're nuts, man. This is the one with all the little rubber balls, and they just fucking, they have three of them, three of these box
Yeah.
things lined up,
Yeah.
and just fucking go boom. And like a
Yeah.
thousand fucking rubber balls get blasted at them. Looks like it hurts so much. Like one of them was crying. Is it
Yeah.
Bam?
One of them, yeah.
I can't remember. One of the three
Yeah,
guys were
Bam was
crying.
crying. Yeah.
Yeah, they're just
See,
fucking
I
up.
think we're kind of different because for me, I don't mind doing the stuff that hurts me. It's just the gross out stuff I can't do.
That's fair. Yeah.
My first would not do is the fish hook.
Oh, yeah.
There is no way I'm piercing myself with the fucking fish hook in my mouth, and then Pontius has to help him,
Yeah.
and then jumping into the ocean with sharks, and he kicks a
Yeah.
fucking shark in the head.
The worst part about that one is whenever he pulls it out, because he doesn't normally you would like cut the one end off and then like pull it out smoothly. He pulls the barb backwards through his lip.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me, man.
He doesn't give a fuck.
No thanks. The second one that I wouldn't do is the Toro Totter.
What? That was so fun.
Fuck that. Fuck anything with a bull. And that becomes, yeah, that becomes a trend on this list for
Okay,
me.
I see. I
Fuck
see.
anything with a bull.
That's fair. For my second one, I had the leech healer.
Okay, that's my f
Another one
yeah.
that I could not watch, especially with the fucking eyeball and Steve-O.
Yeah.
Like, the doctor wants nothing to do with this. He's like, you have to do this. I'm not
Yeah.
doing it. He's
That
like,
was the best part.
and then whatever Dave puts on his nut, the
Yeah.
doctor is like, I do not recommend to put it on your nut. And then, like, he's like, the leech will not suck blood from an impure part of
Yeah.
the body or something like that.
Yeah. It was so funny. Yeah, that's on my list too. My third is the drinking of the horse cum.
That was my fifth.
Right.
Or, yeah, how to milk a horse. Yes.
Yeah, and I said to my buddy at work, like I would do the milking part, whatever. Like it's gross, but it's not
It's
anything.
someone's job.
Yeah, it's someone's job, like sure. But the drinking of it afterwards, so just like that was just a
Yeah.
full-on gag moment for me.
And I feel like Chris wasn't told to do it. He's just like, hey, if I drink this, can I get an out on a future stunt?
Yeah. And I mean, fair enough.
Yeah. My third is both a stunt and a prank. The stunt, not too bad. The prank. So mine is the wind tunnel.
Wind tunnel, which one was that one?
Whenever Bam is in the trailer and they turn
Oh,
the fan on and they fucking put him in there with a cane cobra. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that is probably one of the scariest snakes, I think, just because, like, it's staring at him and he's like literally crying and they're like, you crying? He's like, yeah. And it's just the snake staring at him like, nope,
Yeah.
no, I would die.
Yeah. My fourth one was a leech healer, but my last one is the bear trap at the end of the movie when
Okay.
Knoxville shoves his hand in the fire. Because at the start of the movie, he has a cast on. And I was like, what the fuck did he do to his arm? And
Oh, he does, yeah.
I'd forgotten about this. So
Yeah.
obviously, they filmed it in reverse a little bit. And the cast was because he fucking broke his arm in the bear trap.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And no, thank you.
My last one And it's kind of disturbing to know that you would suck one of Preston's farts. Minus the
Oh,
fart
I
mask.
forgot about that one. Oh, no. Ah.
Yeah, the fart mask. Just disgusting. He fucking takes a shit in
Ah.
the tube, and Steve was just throwing up in the fucking
Yeah,
helmet. Disgusting.
I missed that one. Shit.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, which one would I rather do than that? Maybe the fuck, maybe the bear trap. Maybe I'll swap out the bear trap. Because, yeah, I don't want anything to do with that.
Yeah, no, it's fucking
So
disgusting.
disgusting. All right, Jackass 3. What do you got?
Cool. First one I would do is the bungee boogie. I feel like that's something very easy I could even do now. Whenever
Was
they have like
that
the
Preston
bunch,
and.
no, they have like the bungee cord into the pool, and then like
Oh,
Aaron
right,
is like
yeah.
on the surfboard just surfing into the pool,
I thought I had that one. Oh,
and
no.
then they put like Dunn in the fucking wheelchair and he
Yeah.
smashes his leg off the ramp.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'd do that one. That'd be fun.
Nice. I did have that one, but I must have swapped it out for my first one is the jet stream. So
Oh, is that
sitting.
when he drives the jet ski off of the.
No, this is they have a fucking jet set up and you have to sit behind
Oh,
the jet
that
stream.
one. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
And I love the shit that they do. Like they have a butler
It's
come
so
out and he
fucking
gets fucking
funny.
blasted with it.
Yeah, I love the opening of Don in the fucking old, like,
Yeah.
what commercial was, but he's. Yeah.
Yeah.
The fucking football goes so fast.
I wouldn't do that part.
No, and then they start throwing the shoes, and Aaron's
Yeah.
like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Second one for me, may come as a surprise. It's Pontius the Barbarian.
Okay.
And it's only because I don't see the scorpions.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I feel like it takes away the bit of the like the uneasiness. But I love that one, just the look of it, and that for Pontius says like gets up, he's like, ah! He's like, I'm done.
He was
He's like,
pissed.
a stummy. And they're like, well, what'd you expect? He just starts laughing. He's like, oh, I'm pissed.
That's fair. My second one, I said the super mighty glue.
Oh, fuck that.
So, putting super glue on my hand and then like slapping Phil's chest with it and then ripping
Oh,
it off.
okay, that's fucking cheating.
Why is that cheating?
You gotta be the guy taking the fucking pain. I feel like it's not as bad for Bam because he doesn't have the
Yeah.
hair on his hand.
Okay, if I'm the guy doing it, then I would do it.
I love to, because in that scene, you see Dunn has his beard,
Yeah.
and there's clearly glue in his beard, but
Oh
they don't
yeah.
show it until the very end of the movie whenever hand in his
Grabs
beard.
on it, yeah.
My third one, also maybe a surprise, but I mean, just fucking take the hit. Like a man, that's the blind side.
Okay.
You know, go
Yeah.
have a beer with Jared Allen after. You know, it might be fucked
Yeah.
up for a few minutes, might have a concussion, but
Yeah.
I mean, to say that I took a hit from fucking Jared Allen,
That'd be cool, actually, yeah.
yeah,
That's a fair point. He fucking rocks them though.
he
Holy
does,
fuck.
yeah.
My third one, I said scooter shopping.
Oh, yeah, that was funny, yeah.
Whenever Knoxville drives the scooter through the front wing
Yeah.
car dealership.
My fourth one, I chose duck hunting.
That almost made my list.
Because like, what are the chances that they actually hit you with a paintball?
I mean,
There are six or seven of them, but I
yeah,
mean,
there's quite a few.
you know,
Yeah,
it'd just be fun to even go off that little thing. It'd be
I mean,
fun.
we've been paintballing before too, so
Yeah,
whatever.
that's true.
My fourth one, I said the Christmas tree.
Oh, is
So
it Dudson's?
climbing up to the top of a tree and then having somebody cut it down.
Yeah.
And
Oh, that one. Okay. Yeah.
I would only do it because they were like, there was a bunch of snow on the ground.
Yeah.
So the chances of getting hurt are slim.
Yeah. Yeah. Another one, the last one I would do is the Ram Jam.
You're nuts.
I mean, fucking Steve-O gets stuck on the pole for like half the skit. His jeans get
That's
stuck,
true.
and Dom was taking all the punishment. But yeah, that ram was no joke. It was fucking done
Yeah.
up.
Oh, yeah. All right. My fifth one, apple of my ass.
Jesus Christ.
I'd
You would do that?
let a pig eat an apple out of my ass.
Did you see the teeth on that thing?
Yeah,
Jesus.
well, yeah.
And we just watched fucking Hannibal, man. Do you not remember that
Oh yeah,
movie?
that's right. True. I thought you were gonna say boar. I forgot about the pigs.
All right. What's your first one you wouldn't do?
First one I wouldn't do is the field goal.
Okay, I didn't have that on my list.
Taking a kick to the fucking face.
I laughed so fucking hard at this one.
Dude, I did too, but holy fuck, that would hurt.
He took it so hard and it was so accurate.
Right to his nose. Like,
Like,
fuck.
just like right under. It's like, holy
Ah,
shit.
man.
And
And
everyone, like, in
like,
the background was like, they weren't laughing. They're just like in shock of how intense it was.
yeah, because like I've taken a soccer ball to the face before, like playing soccer, and a soccer ball is not as hard as a football, and he's an NFL kicker, and
Yeah.
he was like, what, 6 feet in front of Preston?
Very close.
Fuck that, dude. Like, no, thank you.
Yeah. The first one I would not do is the sweatsuit cocktail.
That's my number two.
Fucking disgusting. I
So gross.
almost threw up watching this.
Yeah, that might be the grossest stunt in this entire franchise.
And like, oh, so gross.
I'd rather drink my own piss.
Seriously, yeah.
100%. I'd drink my own piss
I
before I
would
did
do the
that.
yellow snow cone over this.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Just, oh,
Ugh, yeah.
disgusting.
Oh my God. And like, ugh, it was fucking like it had a brown tinge to it too.
What did they say it looked like? They
I
said,
can't
but
remember,
yeah.
but oh my God, man. Okay, so I have that one as well. So my third one is the Lambo tooth pull.
That is my fourth one.
At first, I was like, ah, it's not that bad. Like, we used to pull our loose teeth out same way, like slam a door with a string on it. And then I read that Aaron fractured his skull doing this from his mouth to his eye.
What?
Yeah. So it must have pulled because it didn't pull a tooth down and
Did you
out.
see the fucking
Oh,
size of the
yeah, it's
tooth
fucking
too?
huge. So I'm guessing it pulled it straight out and it like created a fracture
Oh.
up his face.
Yeah, he got fucked because even in Jackass Forever, he still has the missing tooth, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, they put a veneer in it or something, then they broke it out again during filming.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't do that one either.
Fuck that.
I love it, like his face. He's like just fucking scared. And
Yeah.
after he's like not talking, and they're like, "You okay?" He's like, "I'm just in shock of what just happened."
Yeah. Yeah.
My second one is the Poo Cocktail Supreme.
That's also on my list.
Absolutely not. Steve-O, I don't know why he did this. I don't think he wanted to do it, but just fucking disgusting. Disgusting. Everyone there is like, you're fucking crazy, man. And like, when the camera goes in and like looks into like what's in the bottom, it's like that fucking
It's so
nasty.
nasty.
And
And
then when
like
it goes up and then comes back down, it just like splashes all
sprays.
this.
All right. So I also have the poo cocktail. So my last one is the Invisible Man that Knoxville
Yep.
does.
I had that as
Also,
number five. Yeah.
yeah. Also with a bull. So fuck that
Yeah.
shit.
He loves the Bulls, man.
He does. He really does.
I love this stunt because like he's has paints on him, like trying to blend in. I love he's like, do you think it sees me? And the bull's like beside him, like
Yeah.
looking straight on.
It's a great
Yeah.
disguise if the bull's not looking at you from the side.
Exactly. So my last one is another Aaron stunt, and that is pin the tail on the donkey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I love this stunt because there's like a few guys behind him, and he goes up at first, gets kicked in the leg, and Knoxville is like, "Where to get you?" And then there's a big mark on his leg, and he's like, "Where the fuck do you think it got me?" And then he's going up the second time, his legs are shaking so hard, and from the background is like just shaking around, and he gets
Yeah.
hit in the nuts. Oh, it's so funny. Yeah, so that's my five.
Right, Jackass 4, what would you do?
First one is the human ramp. I
I
mean,
have that one too.
a lot of these stunts were pretty tame, like we already said. So the human ramp, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of disappointing. It doesn't really seem. like Preston's on the very bottom of like two guys on top of him, then a fucking people going up. So
Yeah.
I said that.
Yeah. That's also on my list. Bicycle backhand.
Yeah, I had that on my list
So
too.
just yeah. Just fucking riding a stationary bike
Yeah.
head to head. Whoever
Yeah.
loses gets fucking backhanded by that giant hand that they have and all their shit.
Oh yeah, from the Jackass 3
Yeah.
prank. Yeah.
Yeah. And like you go back into a pool, so it's not even that
Yeah.
bad.
Yeah, exactly. For my second, I had the Dumb Dumb game.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, it would hurt, but at least I have a chance to avoid it unless fucking Johnny messes with me.
That was so funny. He's like, "Oh, I
Yeah.
pushed the wrong fucking button."
Yeah. Just keeps getting Aaron over and over again.
Yeah,
Yeah.
was good. My second was a human ramp, so my third is musical chair bags.
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah.
I think that'd be fun.
It would. I mean, Wee Man gets fucking blown up so high.
You see where he landed? Like he landed in between all four of the chairs. And then they
Yeah.
lift up the blanket and it's all of the fucking piping for these hydraulic
Yeah.
airbags. And he lands right
Yeah.
on top of that shit.
He does, yeah.
That would hurt, but.
So I had bicycle backhand. My fourth one is the Flight of Icarus.
Okay. I
I
debated
felt
that
like
too.
in this movie they just redid a lot of old
Yeah.
stunts, which I felt like was good and also bad. Like,
Yeah.
he just gets blown up higher into the air. How about you?
My fourth is Scorpion Botox.
Okay, I was not gonna pick this one, yeah.
I just like they're devenomized, right? So you're just getting a little poke.
Oh, are they?
I think they are.
I mean, the venom couldn't kill you, right?
Could or
No, it
couldn't.
couldn't. No, I don't think it could. No.
I don't think they would put them in that serious danger, right? Like I feel like all the snakes in the shillas were probably devent. Anyways.
And then my last one, I don't think this one had a name. But it was, I just said the gold chair to the moon.
Oh yeah.
Whenever Jasper is like in the gold chair and he's like, "Take me to the moon," and it's all these giant ass fans like blowing down this like
Yeah.
slip and slide, basically. Yeah.
My last one. And like it's gross, but I said the Vomitron.
Okay, that was on my do not the dot list. I
Okay.
would not do that one.
I mean, it's yeah. Spinning around, trying to drink a gallon of milk. You're gonna throw up, but
But you
whatever.
know that does include you getting shot at by paintballs too, right?
Is that all part of it?
I mean, that's how I counted it too.
Okay.
But I mean,
I
whatever,
kind of
yeah.
thought it was two separate stunts, but
Okay,
yeah.
that's fair. I would still not do it, even just the Vomitron by itself. I don't want
Yeah.
people fucking throwing up on me. Like,
That's
had that enough at the Suspenseful Affair, man.
true. All right. The first that I would not do,
Yeah.
I don't know what the name of the stunt was called, but the dick bees. Whenever
Yeah,
Steve-O puts all the bees on his dick.
I got this on my list, and I was called the bee penis.
Okay. Yeah. Fuck that.
I don't know why he did this.
Yeah.
It looked good.
Yeah, it looked cool.
You know, whenever his
Yeah.
dick would move and the fucking bees would move as well.
Yeah, but that would hurt so much.
Yeah, I don't know why. One that we didn't mention, speaking of that, is the fucking penis the tether ball. Fucking one from Jackass
Oh,
3, I think.
yeah.
Yeah. So my first would not do is The Quiet Game.
Okay.
And it was one specific one is the fucking snake. I would not stand there with my face
Yeah.
6 inches from a snake and let me bite me in the face. Fuck that. I would probably lick the stun gun and then take the skateboard to the shins, although that would fucking hurt a
That
lot,
would
but
hurt so much.
I would not put my face near a snake and let it bite me. Fuck that.
The second one for me is the cup test.
Yeah, I had that on my list as well.
So, was it Dave? No, it was Dave, right? Dave, yeah.
No, it's Aaron that does
Was it
it.
Aaron? Yeah, you're
He
right. It
does the
was
cup
Aaron.
test. Yeah, he
Yeah.
does like four cup tests.
Yeah. So, the first one was taking a punch to the nuts from Negreanu.
I love his reaction too. They're like, "Oh, he told us the lightweight." Then he comes up,
Yeah.
like, "That's not fucking
Yeah.
lightweight."
So funny.
Yeah.
And then he takes a pitch from the fastest female softball pitcher.
Yeah.
And she missed him a couple times and hit him right in the
Well,
fucking
he
inner thigh.
moved. Yeah, he
Oh,
moved, right? I mean, I
yeah.
would too, but.
And then he takes a slap shot to the nuts from PK Subban.
Fuck that.
Nuts. And then the last one,
So stupid.
Dave pogo
So
stick
dumb.
jumps onto it while he's
And
laying down.
crushes his nuts and Thinner gets fucked up by that.
Yes, he does.
So my third one is more of a prank than a stunt, but it is the boar kake.
Yeah.
I do not want to be dumped on by gallons and gallons of pig semen.
That's fair.
Yeah.
What was it, 5 gallons, they said?
Yeah, and fucking Pontius drinks it and he's like, yeah, I like this better than the horse semen.
So
Jesus
fucking
Christ.
gross, man.
Yeah, so that's my last one because we had the same as the other one, so.
Oh, okay. Shit. All right. So I have three here still to
Okay.
go.
Wow, okay.
Spider helmet.
Yeah, fuck that, yeah.
I hate spiders, man, so that's not happening. The cemetery vulture. That's
Yeah.
too big of a beak and way too close to my dick. I don't want anything to do with that.
I love Pontius and Steve-O during that.
It's so good. And then the last one, another bull one, the stunt that nearly killed Johnny Knoxville, the bull
Yeah.
flip at the end. Well,
Yeah.
not at the end, but like
Yeah,
it's one
one
of
of
the
the
last
last ones.
stunts. He got so fucked up in that one, man.
Yeah, he did.
Because it flipped him up in the air and then kicked him in the head.
It did,
Fuck.
yeah.
All
That's
right.
it.
That's it. That was all of the stunts that we would. All
Yeah.
right. One thing we forgot to do is rate the entire franchise. So, what is your rating and why?
Like a whole franchise out of five?
Yeah. Like how we do with our.
Okay, you go first.
All right.
I forget to do that.
Mine averaged out to a 3.75 out of 5. So pretty well ranked for me. I said this franchise was the pinnacle of like early 2000s slapstick comedy. As previously mentioned, like it was a fucking cultural phenomenon, and every teenager tried to recreate at least some of the shit they saw at the movies.
Yeah.
It paved the way for the spin-offs and other TV shows like Nitro Circus and the Dudesons.
Oh yeah, Nitro Circus, yeah.
Yeah. Stupid ass stunts became the stepping stone for shows like Ridiculousness. The
Yeah.
logo and theme song are some of the most recognizable in the like my friends and I had. So it's just like it's so nostalgic going back and watching it. And like when all these guys stop doing shit, it's gonna be a sad day, I think, for our generation anyways, because like
Yeah.
these guys are so iconic. Yeah, I don't know. I love this franchise.
Yeah, so my average is a 3.38 out of 5. I mean, not much more to say. Like, just franchise means a lot to me and you. These people mean a lot to us. I'm curious to see what Jackass 5 is going to be, what they're going to do in that, how they're going to send them off. I'm curious if the new cast is going to continue
Yeah.
it or if Knoxville and Truman.
Yeah.
Yeah, not much else to say.
Even if the new guys do continue it on, I don't think it's going to be the same. Like it's not going to have the same,
No.
because like the whole cast plus Tremaine plus like even the camera guys, like they're all such good friends,
Yeah.
and they've built up this camaraderie over the past what 6 years, we'll say 27. So it's going to be hard to replicate, and I. Even if the new guys do a good job, I don't think it'll ever be. Anyways, yeah. Guess might as well go through the Rotten Tomatoes list too.
Cool.
So we're not going to do a consensus for each one. I'll just rapid fire the scores.
Yeah.
So for Jackass, the critics score was a 49% on 92 reviews. The audience score was a 75%. On 250,000 ratings and an average score of 3.8 out of 5. Jackass 2, critics gave it a 66% on 101 reviews. Audience was an 80%, also on 250,000 ratings and an average score of 4 out of 5. Jackass 3, critics gave a 67%, that's on 111 reviews, and the audience gave a 69% on 50,000, 7 out of 5. And lastly, Jackass Forever. Critics gave it a 86%
Wow.
certified fresh, and that's on 172 reviews. And the audience gave it an 85% on 2,500 ratings, and a score of 4.2 out of 5.
Damn.
So Jackass Forever is their highest, and Jackass 3, I guess the original Jackass would have been the lowest overall, I guess. But yeah, still fairly well received. I mean, these movies aren't critics type movies, so it's
No,
understandable that those
no.
scores are going to be a little bit lower, but.
Yeah. Jackass the movie on Letterboxd has a 3.4 out of 5. Jackass 2 has a 3.5 out of 5. Jackass 3D has a 3.4 out of 5. And Jackass Forever has a 3.5 out of 5. So all very, very similar.
Very nice. All right. Normally, this would be our cunning stunts, but instead, for this one, we're calling it our meat bag section. So, this is
Yes.
where we are going to discuss some of the major injuries sustained across the movie. I have it categorized by three cast members because I
Okay.
feel like these three kind of sustained the worst out of all of them.
Yeah.
And then I also have three notable mentions.
Okay.
So, do you want me to just go through them and we'll see if you like, did you write any down?
I didn't know.
No? Okay. All right. So for Knoxville, he suffered a brain hemorrhage in Jackass Forever during that bowl flip. He suffered a concussion in Jackass 1 from the fight with Butterbean. And then in Jackass 2 at the very ending, they show it as a deleted scene kind of thing. The
Yeah.
prop building falls down and lands
Yes.
on him
Yeah.
and basically fucking crushes him.
Yeah. That was a great musical. I love that send
It
off.
was good. So that's all I have for Johnny. There's a fucking plethora of injuries. I just kind of list. Steve-O suffered a broken collarbone in Jackass Forever, but the scene was ultimately cut from the film.
Was that why he was in a like a sling?
He had a brain injury risk in Jackass Forever from that treadmill scene, the marching band.
Yes.
Yeah, he cracked his head hard off the ground. He suffered a fractured vertebrae in Jackass 2 after being pushed down the stairs in that bellhop cart. And lastly, he suffered a serious infection. This was blew my mind. A serious
Yeah.
infection from pole vaulting into the Pooh River.
There was another one
Okay.
actually. He got a I don't know if this was in one of the movies actually. No, I wasn't. Never mind. It was a stunt between Steve-O and content creator Steve Will Do It. He fired a t-shirt cannon loaded with dog feces directly at Steve-O's head.
Okay.
And the impact of the poop cannon caused severe ear damage, sending
Oh,
Steve to the
yeah.
emergency room.
I did
And the
see that.
base of his ear got stuck with dog shit, and it
So
caused a lot of
disgusting.
issues.
And our third one, I have Danger Aaron. So he suffered a fractured skull in Jackass 3 from the Lambo tooth pull, like I mentioned. In Jackass Forever, the cup test, he suffered a ruptured testicle from the pogo stick.
Yeah.
And then he has broken his neck and back multiple times across the franchise. Three notables that I have:
Okay.
Ryan Dunn's blood clot in Jackass 2 that we had
Yeah.
mentioned before. That was whenever they tied a rope around their ankles and had the horses pull them off screen.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. Loomis Fall, who's not even one of the, like, he's in all the movies, but he's just kind of like a background
Yeah.
character.
Yeah.
He suffered a broken collarbone and hand in Jackass 3 from the jet stream stunt. And Bam Margera, the dick branding in
Oh,
Jackass
yeah.
2 led to a severe infection on his ass.
No shit. I was like, whenever he shows ape, it's like that thing's infected.
Well, even she said, that's fucking infected. Like, you gotta go to a
Yeah.
hospital.
Yeah.
So, did you
So
have
stupid.
any extras or?
I didn't know.
All right. So Yeah, there's some pretty serious injuries, and like I said, there's a lot more throughout the franchise, but these ones were kind of the cream of the crop. All right. It's time to almost wrap this up with our little awards ceremony. So we have four awards, and we'll go through them as we progress. We're each going to pick a stunt for each award, and then we'll kind of decide which one wins and which one will be the runner up. Okay, so the first award is called the Is Butterbean Okay Award. And this is awarded for the most lopsided or one-hit moment. You've already saw mine accidentally, but mine is the bull flip in Jackass Forever, the stunt that almost killed Johnny Knoxville.
That is very fair. So for mine, no one gets knocked out like that. Mine is the marching band
Okay, that's fair.
because multiple people get fucked up on the stunt.
Yeah.
And it's the only stunt that we see Bam Margera in Jackass Forever.
Oh yeah, eh?
Yeah, I had to pause it. I was like, that looks like Bam. And then I looked it up and it's like, yeah, that's the only. They filmed this early on.
Okay.
And he's the one that's asking Steve-O if he's okay.
Oh shit.
But I picked that one because stupid ass fucking stunt. Like, what did they think was gonna happen? Like, even when it happened, Johnny was like, well, we practiced that for nothing. Like, literally everybody flipped on their fucking head and smashed their head onto concrete.
Yeah,
Like,
it's yeah.
even Chris is like, wow, I fucked my head up hard on that.
All
So that's my pick.
right. Do you want me to like chat GPT a coin flip? And we'll just go that way.
Sure. Okay.
So we'll do A and B.
Sure.
I don't know. You pick heads or tails.
Tails.
Result is heads.
Okay.
So the bull flip wins. The treadmill is runner up. And I want, maybe I'll put this up as a poll on our Discord or something, and we'll see
That's good. Yeah, I like that
if
too.
people agree. All right, the next award is the Oklahoma Award. So this comes from Johnny Knoxville's safe word with the dog biting his ass. And this is awarded for the stunt that pushed a cast member to their breaking point. What was your pick?
My pick was riot control test number two.
That's fair. That is fucking fair.
Dave England starts crying and he's like, I've never seen Dave like that. He's just like, I can't do that. Like, there's no way I can do that. And he's just like almost crying. He's not even the one getting hit.
Yeah.
So that's my pick.
That's fair. My pick was the cup test. Yeah. I mean, that one's pretty self-explanatory. Okay. So you want tails again?
Yes, sir. Keep it going.
Flipping again, and it is tails.
Hey.
So we're one for one. All right, the next award is the Ape and Phil Memorial Award, and this is awarded for the best prank pulled on a family member or a guest cast. My pick for this one was the alligator in April and Phil's house. I just picture doing that to my mother and the sheer terror on her face that would ensue. I just think, and I think it's hilarious. So,
It's very good.
yeah. What's yours?
So I didn't write down all of like the pranks because like they didn't there's a lot of like in between ones that just happened quickly.
Yeah.
So I couldn't remember most of them. So I'm gonna change mine actually. I did have another Phil and Ape one, but
Okay.
I'm gonna swerve to the Tyler the Creator
Okay, that one's good.
prank,
Yeah.
because he plays into it. Like they're like playing, he's playing the piano and like, and then he knows there's like a thing under his seat and he's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not dumb. But then he gets back onto it and he gets
He
fucking
just does it.
zapped and
Yeah.
he just plays into it. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, he did good. All right, let's see. I don't know why I'm always so polite to ChatGPT. Final flip coming up. Well, not final. Result is heads. So the alligator in April and Phil's house. And our last award goes to, or sorry, our last award is called the most underappreciated stunt. And that one is pretty self-explanatory, but basically one that wouldn't crack a top 10 list, but also one that kind of is deserving of some credit.
Yeah.
So what did you pick?
I'm going to change mine because mine is one that was on one of our top 10 lists. So it was a Jetstream. But I'm going to change it to, it's more of a prank than a stunt, but it is Aaron and the Bear in Jackass Forever.
Oh, nice. Okay. That was
I was
good.
laughing so fucking hard.
Yeah.
The face he makes when he sees that bear is so funny.
Yeah.
Because they're just like, he's strapped in this chair and he's getting shocked, and they put honey and salmon, and he's like, sees the door come up, and it's just his face is, he's like, it's trying to bite my hand. And
Yeah.
this is so funny.
Nice. All right. Mine is Silence of the Lambs from Jackass Forever. So this is
Ooh.
the one
Oh,
where,
the prank.
yeah, it's a prank. So
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
in, they're all in a room, the lights are all on, and they bring out this rattlesnake. And then all of a sudden the lights get shut down. Everybody gets separated, but everybody thinks that that snake is still in their room. And
Yeah.
the bucket gets knocked over. There's no snake
Yeah.
in there, but nobody can
No.
fucking see anything.
Yeah.
And it's just so fucking funny. Sarah and I were killing ourselves laughing at
It's
this one.
good. Yeah, it's a
Because,
good one.
yeah, it's just so funny.
And it just keeps happening because, like, Aaron gets in the room and he's like, Dave, I found a door. And Dave's like, oh, you're full of shit. And he's like, no, for real. He goes in the door and it's just this other room of chaos and
Yeah, mouse
the
traps and
shit.
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Our last award goes to yours.
Okay, nice.
So we went 2 for 2 on that one. All right. Yeah, I'm gonna do a little poll in
Yeah, sure.
we'll have our Discord. But yeah, I don't have anything else. I think, are we wrapping this up? Do
Yeah,
you have anything
let's do
else?
it.
All right, this
I mean,
episode's been
one
going
of the
for a
things
while.
that you it has, yeah. Just quickly, one of the things that you had on your list there we didn't do, but it was like the 0.5 movies.
Yeah.
I don't remember much from them, but there is one from Jackass 2.5. It's not a stunt, but it's just a very sad moment. Especially now that Dunn passed away, but it's Bam and Dunn sitting on these movie director chairs being interviewed, and there's talking, and then Bam's chair starts falling, like shrinking and shrinking, and Dunn's just losing his mind. He's like laughing, and then at the end Bam's chair breaks and he falls down, and Dunn's
Yeah.
just laughing his ass off, and just
Yeah.
it's just so sad because it just shows like the friendship that they had, like just
Yeah.
best friends. And yeah.
That's fair. All right. I'm glad you picked this. I had a lot of fun with this one.
Yeah, me too.
It's a lot different than what we normally do on this podcast, so it was nice. But we're gonna get back to our regular type episodes for my next pick.
All righty.
I figured we've done three, well, we're about to do three total franchise watches on Elm Street in the past like month and a half. We've done a franchise watch on this one, so I wanted to pick a movie that was gonna be pretty easy for us, a little nostalgic for us, just
Okay.
a quick, short, easy action movie from our childhood. And I'm picking Three Ninjas.
Right.
Rocky
Okay.
loves Emily. Rocky
Okay.
loves Emily. Yeah, I don't know. I was going through a list of action movies today at work and I was like, you know what? We'll fucking do something nice and easy.
I like it. I like it. We
Yeah.
named our dog after Rocky.
Did you?
We did, yeah.
Did he love Emily?
Sure.
All
Yeah.
right,
Nice,
sweet.
sick,
Yeah.
awesome.
But yeah, like I said, happy we did this. I had a lot of fun preparing for it, watching the movies, coming up with these different categories.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. But it's over now. So in the meantime, if you guys want to catch us on social media, you can find us at a podcast on Fury Road on Instagram. Like I mentioned, we, or I will, you will, whoever one of us will put up a poll on our Discord to have people vote for the award ceremony, see what the consensus is for the awards. And yeah, if there's any topics of discussion on these movies that you want to shoot us a message about, shoot the shit for, I don't know, have at her. But yeah, thanks for listening.
Yep, thank you guys. Talk to you in a couple of weeks.